ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In the name of the one who created and proportioned our organs in a perfect form. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Looking up at the sky, searching for our most high, he rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'athin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Welcome to the Call of Islam Radio and the program Muslim Family. My name is Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and I'm the host of this program. Our dear expert is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamili, who has studied more than 25 years in the Islamic seminaries of Qom. Dr. Shamili, assalamu alaikum and most welcome to our program.
Wa alaikum assalam.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Now, dear listeners, in this program, we will talk about Islamic sex education. In the last program, we talked about the discouragements that you're not allowed to have sex when you're full, or you're allowed, but it's greatly discouraged. That you shouldn't brag about the way you have sexual intercourse with your wife or your husband in front of others or in gatherings, and that you're greatly discouraged to think or imagine someone else in the sexual act, and that you should have light clothing.
Yeah.
Now, Dr. Shamini, could you explain a little bit more about what you mean with light clothing?
Yeah, someone came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, what do you mean by light clothing? Smooth. Do you mean real dressing and clothing? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, but more. Some people are under the pressure of heavy loans. When I say khiffatul rida, I mean light loans. Don't go by heavy loans. Those heavy loans put you down. This power, put you in a position of dispower. You don't feel powerful, encouraged to go by your activities. This is finished. But the very interesting story came to me when someone came to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, ask him about his definition about sexual intercourse. He said, how do you define? How do you explain for me sexual intercourse?
Could you explain, could you please introduce the source?
This one?
Yes.
This one is from
about Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Ghurar al-Hikam wa Uyun al-Hikam wal Mawa'id. Two Shi'i references. Someone came to Imam Ali and asked him about definition of sexual intercourse. Imam Ali said, do you want me to provide you the exact and real definition of sexual intercourse? He said, yes. Imam said, it's a dynamic issue. in human life. حَيَاءٌ يَرْتَفِعُ. It's a process with 8 different stages. Look at these different 8 stages. Number 1, حَيَاءٌ يَرْتَفِعُ. When you are doing your sexual intercourse, your modesty goes away because you want to come to total and entire closeness. So you put away the curtain. Number 2, auratun tajtama. 2 intimate and private organs come close together. Ashbahu shay'in bil junoon. It is similar to
madness.
Insane and madness. Al-israru alayhi haramun. If you do it excessively, you come up with a type of fatigue and exhaustion. Thamaratu halalihi al-walad. If it is halal, the product of halal sexual intercourse is a child. And what is, who is the child? In aasha fatana wa in mata hazana. If he remained alive, he will make you busy with different types of concerns that you have to take care about that. Wa in mata hazana. And if he dies, he make you sad. So look at it, consider it. Would you like it or no? This is with regard to al-ifrat, excessive sexual intercourse. Number 2, this discouraging advices. We are discouraged strongly not to have sexual intercourse with full stomach and full kidneys. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, لَا يُجَامِعَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ وَبِهِ حَقْنٌ مِّنْ خَلَأْ فَإِنَّ مِنْهُ يَكُونُ الْبَوَاسِيرُ وَلَا يُجَامِعَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ وَبِهِ حَقْنٌ مِّنْ بَوْلُ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ مِنْهُ النَّوَاسِيرُ. Two interesting words in Arabic, bawasir and nawasir. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you're doing sexual intercourse while full in a stomach or in kidneys, in a stomach you will come up with a sphincter muscle disease. Sphincter muscle disease. And if you go by full kidneys, you come up with fistula, a type of disease in urination.
All right.
So we are discouraged to do that. And the third one, we are discouraged to have sexual intercourse while we are directed toward Qibla. Al-Imam Ali alayhi salam, fi dhikr jumalin min manahin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Imam Ali said, Prophet Muhammad provided us some manahi, discouragement. Okay?
Because so many, now, these narrations are 1,400 years old.
Yeah.
And they are provided by our dear Imams and our dear Prophet, peace be upon them all. Now, about the negative effects on human beings and the negative effects on the product of a sexual act, a child, is it today scientific? Do we have any scientific evidence?
The simplest way is to Google it up. Of course, behind.
But has there been any research about this subject from a psychological and physiological point of view?
Yeah, you know, the with regard to physiological aspects, I told you that having sexual intercourse with full stomach and full kidneys, this is, you just Google it up.
All right.
You know, sexual intercourse.
Have you done it?
Yes. And you come up with several articles.
So you have seen it?
Several articles, okay? several articles with regard to this.
All right.
The simplest way. Unfortunately, I didn't bring it with myself.
But do you have scientific articles about this?
I wish I could bring it.
Do you have conferences about this? Because, I mean, if someone did a research about this topic that is mentioned 1,400 years ago in the desert of the Arabian Peninsula, I mean, it's a great miracle. At the age of ignorance. It's a great miracle, I mean.
Yeah, it's a miracle. The simplest way, just advising, you Google it up.
All right.
And simply you come up with, you know, hundreds of articles and essays with this regard. And Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, said, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, prohibited us for several things, several items. Naha an yujama'a ar-rajulu ahlahu mustaqbila al-qibla. He said, don't do sexual intercourse while you are directed toward qibla. I don't know why, but this is from Imam.
Maybe from the point of view of respect to the holy masjid?
To Kaaba, maybe. Because at that situation, we are closer to animal than to human
to beings.
So, and the one that you ask me, we are strongly discouraged to have sexual intercourse while we have images of other women in mind. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ya Ali, la tujami imra'ataka bishahwati imra'ati ghayrik. Don't do sexual intercourse while having in mind the image of wives of others.
Is that only from the male perspective? Or is it also from the woman perspective?
This is female. The advice of Prophet to Ali. In according to two narration that I collected, okay, this is an advice toward males, not females. Maybe they are less in possibility of having the image of other male. Maybe. I don't know. Because the risk and the threat is addressed to males. Normally.
So if a woman imagines someone else as a... when she's doing this sexual act at the same time, she has not done anything haram.
I have to check it. Sorry. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنِّي أَخْشَى إِنْ قُضِيَ بَيْنَكُمَا وَلَدٌ أَنْ يَكُونَ مُخَنَّثًا أَوْ مُؤَنَّثًا مُخَبَّلًا. It's very dangerous. If you have, while having sexual intercourse, if you have the image of the wives of others, other women in mind, then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'm afraid that you will have a child who will be whether mad, insane, female in character, while he is male, but he has the character of female, and double sex. When he will become delivered to you, he will not be whether male or female.
We'll talk about this more, inshallah, after the break.
Yeah.
Dear listeners, don't go anywhere, and please follow us after the break with this special topic.
Muslim Family,
a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look,
but what is in your heart?
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking with Dr. Shamily about the discouragements in the sexual act, and we talked about that you were not allowed to imagine someone else when you're having sexual intercourse with your wife. Now, my question is that we don't have any narrations, or you, Dr. Shamily, haven't seen any narrations about women not being allowed to imagine someone else.
No, I haven't seen.
All right, but can't we come to the conclusion that it is also not allowed for women to imagine someone else?
Of course. Analytically, or if I want to interpret and come up with type of generalization of the message of the narration, that would be the same. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam advised Ali ibn Abi Talib for maleship does not have any particularity in between. The philosophy behind, the core, the message is for the both. But in terms of narration, we don't have a narration addressed to a female not to have that.
All right.
But the philosophy could be...
Now, you mentioned something very interesting. You said that if a child would be produced by this act, the sexual act, and at the same time you're imagining someone else, the negative effect on the child would be insanity, madness, and that maybe he, if the child is a he, will have female characters. But you didn't say anything about if it's a she.
She, the male character.
The male character.
So gayship and lesbianship comes in between. The tendency toward the same sex.
So wait a second now. Are you talking about homosexuality, or that, or if is the person only in character as a female?
In character.
Or that's different?
Yes.
But you said gay now.
No. This is just to provide you an example.
So that doesn't mean that if the person has a female character, he is automatically gay.
Behave, or a homosexual. No, not automatically, not necessarily. But in terms of, female sheep, he does not behave as a female, or he does not behave as a male. Although, opposite sex, married to opposite sex, but the behavior, the character, the personality would be on the line of opposite sex.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it's not an easy thing, it's a problematic. And the last one is double sex. Sometimes, physiologically, you come up with double sex. You're male, but you have the boy's organs. You're female, but you have the boy's both organs. And we have. And out of 1,000, we have cases that are double sex.
Now, why is this child punished? If I may use that word. What has that child done?
It's not a punishment for child, it's a punishment for...
But it seems like it. It seems like because of the act that his or her father had with his or her mother, she or he became like this.
The child could claim against his parents or her parents in hereafter, because this is their mistake.
Exactly. Their job. So if the child has a complaint in the judgment day, that
don't
means
take
that
me
he
to
is
that discussion.
Punished.
This is another theological discussion, that who is responsible, who is not responsible, and things like that. Okay, theologically in Islam, the responsible are parents, and they will be punished or rewarded. Okay, but Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has created this world, the universe, based on the cause and effect. And cause and effect has its own ruling.
All right.
It doesn't say that you are the child of that parent or you are not. Whether
My question is then, what can that child do? Now, he is born, he has a female character, or she's born and she has a male character,
he or
what
she
can they do?
Nothing. He or she will suffer. Will suffer for the sake of what? Tell me. His or her parents. And they will be responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But is that adl? Is that justice?
This is the core of adl. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the universe based on cause and effect. And right. cause and effect does not accept exception. We don't have exception. Cause, effect.
Alright.
To just prevent these, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Muslims, be careful. Take these points serious. In sexual intercourse, be very careful not to have the image of other women in mind. If you go it, if you pay it, you will receive. You will receive the result. And this is your fault. And again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, having other women in mind not only brings you negative physiological consequences, but also brings you psychological consequences. Ya Ali, again, he was advising Amirul Mu'mineen, لا تجامع أهلك على شهوة أختها. Don't have sexual intercourse while you are having the image of her sister in mind. لا تجامع على شهوة أختها. Don't have sexual intercourse while you are having the image of her sister, of your wife. فَإِنْ قُضِيَ بَيْنَكُمَا وَلَدٌ If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gift you a child, يَكُونُ عَشَّارًا أَوْ عَوْنًا لِلظَّالِمِ وَيَكُونُ هَلَاكُ فِئَامٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ Whether he will be punk, forcefully moneymaker, those who have the job of exchange for currency, and they don't care about halal or haram. They just mix it, intermingle it, in a way, to just win the money. You know, forcefully breadwinners, forcefully moneymakers. And third one, helpers of the oppressors, and delinquent and masculers. يَكُونُ هَلَاكُ فِئَامٍ مِّنَ النَّاسِ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ They will have the mass killing.
They will have the mass killing?
Mass massacres.
They will be murderers?
Murderers. Delinquent and mass massacres.
So there would be exchangers and murderers.
Yes.
Because?
Three. Asharan, Aunan lidhalim, Vahalaka fa'amin nas, Minan nas ala yadayhi.
So you're saying, Dr. Shamili, yeah. that.
This is psychological negative.
If the parents have sexual intercourse, or the man, mm-hmm. if he has a sexual intercourse, and he's thinking about his wife's sister, and if they get a child, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gift them with a child, that child will be exchanger that will do haram
without caring about haram,
or a mass murderer,
okay, or helper of the oppressors.
Does that sound logical?
Are you wanting me to explain for you the meaning of the prophetic narration? I don't know. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in ilal al-sharaya, in al-ikhtisas, kilahuma an Abi Sa'id al-Khidri, bihal al-anbar, awal al-la'ali. There are several Islamic references. That Prophet said, this will happen to your child.
Are these sources strong, Mr. Shaman? Could we say that these sources are strong? The rijal?
Even if they are not strong, since they are mustafid or mutawatir, no problem.
If they are mutawatir, that means that they are strong.
Yes, because so narrated from several sources.
So according to you, those sources
Ilal al-Sharaya, al-Ikhtisas, Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Saduq, Kilahuma Abi Sa'id al-Khidri, Awal al-La'ali, then Bahar al-Anwar. So what do we want? Okay, what is the impact in a hidden agenda? I don't know. What is the relationship between having that imagination and bringing such a child It is in need of research, experimentation.
But no one of those sources that you mentioned are one of the four Kitab al-Arba, one of the four important hadith books.
Yeah, but they
but are still considered as strong sources.
Yeah, they are authentic.
All right.
And the last one for the discouraging advices is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ashiya'u haramun." To be proud of several and repeated sexual intercourse in front of the people is forbidden. And the other discouraging advices is ikhbar al-akhirin, to talk about the hidden issue with others. Musnad ibn Hanbal and Shahr. Haddathani Asma bint Yazid annaha kanat inda Rasulillah. You know, Musnad ibn Hanbal says that Shahr, one of the people, say Haddathatni Asma bint Yazid, not Asma bint Umayyis. Asma bint Yazid says that I was beside Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالرِّجَالُ وَالنِّسَاءُ قُعُودٌ عِنْدَهُ. And there were groups of women and men who were sitting beside Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ رَجُلًا يَغُولُ مَا يَفْعَلُ بِأَهْلِهِ. Has it happened to you that male come and talk about the sexual intercourse to other males? وَلَعَلَّ إِمْرَأَةً تُخْبِرُ بِمَا فَعَلَتْ مَعَ زَوْجَهَا فَأَرَمَّ الْقَوْمِ. The whole groups, both men and women, kept silent. When Prophet asked this question, they kept silent. فَقُلْتُ إِيْوَ اللَّهِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُنَّ لَيَقُلْنَا وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَفْعَلُونَ. Asma bint Yazid said, O Prophet, they will talk.
Sheikh, do you want to say this last one in the next program?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's a little bit...
Okay, no problem.
Thank you very much, Dr. Shamri, for this program. And thank you, dear listeners. To sum it up, we went through the attributes of sex. And according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, there are some attributes like animal instinct or insanity, or that you show your private parts, the modesty goes away. You feel fatigue or tiredness after the act, or and the product is a child, which would give you more responsibility and more botherings, or
sadness.
If he dies or she dies, you become sad, and that the discouragements and the negative effects of having sexual intercourse in front of the Qibla, and not to do it with full stomach, and not to imagine someone else, and the negative effects on the child. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for joining us in this program, and we hope to have you in future programs, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.